USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden formally endorsed a change to Senate rules that would ease the passage of new voting rights legislation, but work remains to convince every Democratic senator to support the plan. Biden speaking in Georgia on Tuesday.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer set January 17th as his deadline for votes on legislation tied to voting rights. This year's tax filing season will start on January 24th, 17 days earlier than last year. The IRS says the deadline for tax returns to be filed is Monday, April 18th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A hot mic picked up Dr. Anthony Fauci calling a Republican senator a, quote, moron during a contentious Capitol Hill hearing on Tuesday. Dr. Fauci can also be heard muttering Jesus Christ after the name calling. Fauci was questioned by Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas about disclosing his investments to Congress. Fauci is the highest paid federal employee in government. While Chicago students will see the inside of a classroom on Wednesday, students in Detroit's public schools could return to their classrooms in 2 weeks. The district says in-person classes are expected to resume by January 24th or 31st. The district switched all schools to virtual learning last week due to increasing COVID-19 cases and the city's poor vaccination rate. The American Red Cross says the U.S. blood supply is dangerously low. To donate, visit redcrossblood.org. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Senator Ted Cruz grilled a top FBI official Tuesday on whether Bureau informants were at the January 6th Capitol attack.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Cruz also zeroed in on the role played by Marine veteran Ray Epps. The Bank of America is reducing and waiving fees.
Bank of America is cutting overdraft fees. They'll drop from $35 to just $10 in May. The bank also plans to get rid of non-sufficient funds fees as soon as February. President of Retail Banking, Holly O'Neill, saying the bank hopes to empower clients to create long-term financial wellness with the latest steps. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 5% of checking account holders get hit with overdraft fees more than 20 times a year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Burke.
For the first time in 3 years, the Academy Awards will have a host. This according to a CBS executive on Tuesday. Now there's speculation about who will get the high-profile gig. Deadline reports big stars like Dwayne The Rock Johnson are under consideration. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Tom Holland's name has been floated around. Nominations for the 94th Academy Awards will be announced February 8th. The Oscars are March 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.